Limitations only exist if you believe they exist. And that is the thought for today.
This episode of 7 Good Minutes is being brought to you by The Jordan Harbinger Show. Jordan's show was named by Apple as one of its best of 2018. I like it a lot. And since you're clearly a fan of high-quality podcasts, I'm sure you'll enjoy it too. Jordan covers a wide range of topics with new episodes each week, talking with many of the same speakers you hear right here on 7 Good Minutes. Episode 417 is one that I enjoy a lot. Jordan and his guest talk about the hidden logic that shapes our motivations. The fact that the show covers a wide range of helpful topics really makes it a great listen. Listen to The Jordan Harbinger Show, that's H-A-R, B as in boy, I-N as in Nancy, G-E-R, on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you listen to podcasts. And now, on with today's episode of 7 Good Minutes. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. Today we have an inspiring message reminding you that limitations only exist in your mind. Enjoy.
All the big famous people that you hear about, you know, Richard Branson and Steve Jobs and Zuckerberg and everyone, they're no different than you are. 70-something percent of the world's billionaires are self-made. So you can achieve this. Now, it's not going to be easy. You don't just wake up on Tuesday and become rich on Wednesday. But it doesn't take any more effort than going to a job that you hate.
All you have to do is think, believe in your heart, and you'll achieve. It's not true. There's a lot of people who think wonderful, great thoughts. They believe that I deserve this and I can have this. But they don't do one thing, and this is what causes their problem. They don't take consistent action every day. Most people aren't willing to commit to switching from what's comfortable to what's not long enough for the new to be comfortable.
I've been asked hundreds of times, why are you Wes, right? Why aren't you the stereotypical, like, you're abused, you went through this, your dad's an alcoholic, your mom's this, you're like, why aren't you in that pool? I made a choice. That's it. I made a choice. I made a choice that I didn't want to be that. There's nothing special about me. Things are just happening, and it's because of one choice, and that's it. So if you're listening to this and you're thinking you've made all these different choices and your life is in one direction, make one different choice. Just one, and see where it goes.
Anything that we want to achieve starts here first. Then we can get our bodies to move into action to create it.
I believe our lives are controlled by one force, decisions. I certainly believe in force greater than myself, call it God if you will, grace, whatever you want to call it, the universe. But I also believe it gives us choices. And the decisions we make control us much more than the conditions we meet. It's not the conditions, it's your decisions.
It's not the security that's robbing ambition, it's the illusion of security that robs ambition. So the biggest risk you can take in life is not taking one. If you're at that point where you're in the middle of your career and you lost your job, and you're just out of college and starting, or just out of high school, go talk to a senior citizen about what they really regret about their lives. And it's not what they failed at. It's what they didn't try. It's the regrets of why didn't I?
You cannot let the fear of the opinion of others influence your decisions. Most people had not honored even half of their dreams at that stage. And they had to die knowing that it was due to choices they had made or not made, or due to fear of the opinion of others that they had done so. It is your life. Nobody else can tell you what's best for you, and only you will have to deal with the consequences. So make your own decisions.
In order to be successful at anything, it has to be what you truly love. Because if you don't love it and you ain't willing to die for it, don't do it, right? Sometimes you have to do these transitional jobs to get to where you have to go to, but it's okay. If you gotta sell bed sheets, sell these bed sheets. Do what you have to do. Do it with pride. But at the same time, do not let any job that you do kill your dream. Because the only thing that can make you feel alive is your dream.
Don't let anybody steer you away from where you want to be in life. Not your parents, not your teachers, not your guidance counselors. If you have a passion and you feel confident that you can do it, go after it. The hell with everybody else. This is your life. You have the tools and resources. When you wake up every day, you know that you're blessed and you've been given an opportunity that most people in life have not. You have the ability to live your dreams.
Your brain is like a supercomputer, and your self-talk is a program that will run. So if you tell yourself you're not good at remembering names, you will not remember the name of the next person you meet because you program your supercomputer not to. Your self-talk is important, and it is the program that will run. And I always tell people to keep it positive, keep it empowering, because your mind is always eavesdropping on your self-talk, right? And you have to be careful what you say to yourself because it's this unconscious command. So I would be very careful, like when I get nervous or I feel like I think some of the most successful people live at the edge of their limits, you know, and they play there also as well. And so whenever I feel in my nervous system, I feel like I can't do it, then I feel like I really must do it because I feel like how we do anything is how we do everything.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. That does it for today's episode of 7 Good Minutes. Please take a moment to rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts. If you have questions, you can ask those by going to 7goodminutes.com/askclyde or get me on Twitter at Clyde Lee Dennis. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.